This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio
203 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours until 5 a.m. at 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. Rami's still hanging out. Taking your phone calls for the next 3 hours right here on the Fan. We'll get to everything over the course of 3 hours. We got the Knicks ending a three-game skid. I spoke pretty much all show yesterday, a lot of the 5 hours on Gerrit Cole. We knew it was coming. We'll get to the ramifications for the New York Yankees. But I want to talk with the enthusiasm. And everybody is so excited and thrilled that Justin Fields is the next quarterback of the New York Jets. As it has been, you know, I guess reported. You can't even say announced. Free agency doesn't start for another 2 days. But Justin Fields is going to be the next quarterback of the New York Jets. We could stop spinning the wheel. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss spinning the wheel every day at 3. Because it's landed on Justin Fields at 2 years, $40 million, $30 million guaranteed. And I don't understand the overwhelming enthusiasm from Jets Nation on how wonderful a signing this is. Because let's be totally honest. Let's start with where we share some things that we agree on. And then I'll talk about why I disagree with the overall signing. First off, I do think, and I've been saying it for a while, making the playoffs is important for this team. I think having the drought of 14 years and, you know, going on 15, hanging over this team's head, where you got, you know, Jared Allen and former, you know, current Hall of Famers and former players just riffing off the top of their heads trying to come up with a losing franchise, and the Jets are the first name out of his mouth. Like, just everything that's hovering over this team, I think it's important to win this year. I think the roster's really talented. I still believe that. I believed it when Rodgers was here. I believed it last year. I'll believe it this year. I think the roster is actually pretty damn talented for the New York Jets. And I do think it's important to win this year. And of all the quarterbacks, of course, after Aaron Rodgers, who for me is still the best option, I think they would be better off today with Aaron Rodgers over anybody else, including Justin Fields. But outside of Aaron Rodgers, which they made that decision weeks ago, Justin Fields is probably the best quarterback option that we spun the wheel, right? I can't, you know, maybe Matthew Stafford, but that didn't come to fruition. I don't think even, you know, is Sam Darnold a better quarterback? Sure, but that wasn't going to happen for the New York Jets and give him, you know, the $100 million contract. I wouldn't have seen that. This was as good an option for the New York Jets to win this upcoming season as there could have been. Great. That's just wonderful. But I've also called it a palate cleanser. And that's where we have the problem. That's where we have the problem. First off, let's just talk about how good, because I can't stop hearing about the dual threat that he is and the athleticism of a quarterback and how great it's going to be. Or the lottery ticket. I mean, the lottery ticket. You know what the thing about lottery tickets are? They don't hit. You ever hit a lottery ticket? If you're hearing me right now, did you ever actually win with a lottery ticket? Anything significant? Maybe there's like a handful of people out there. Lottery tickets lose 99.9% of the time. The idea that we're boasting, the first thing out of, and I respect the hell out of everyone I'm about to mention, but like, you know, I'm turning on SNY and there's Connor Hughes telling me, well, this is, you know, this is a lottery ticket. Evan, I'm listening in the afternoon. This is a lottery ticket. That's what we're hoping. This is the great thing about the signing. It's as good a lottery ticket. Lottery tickets don't win. Take that money, invest it in the stock market, and I know today was a bad day, but trust me, buy the dips. Lottery ticket, this guy, he's not very good. What over the course of his career, other than just straight up his athleticism? That's it. We're basing this lottery ticket on his age, his maybe his college career, and his athleticism. That's it, because I'm seeing dual threats. I've watched them play. The idea he's a dual threat. Dual threats are guys who can throw and then have the run element attached. That is not Justin Fields. Justin Fields is not, hey, he can throw the hell out of the football, plus he can run a little bit. No. That's a dual threat quarterback. Number one is throwing the football. And Justin Fields doesn't throw the football. Last year, I mean, do we think Mike Tomlin is a good head coach? Do we think Mike Tomlin does things counterintuitive to winning football games for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Because again, last year they had this lottery ticket on their team. This young, athletic quarterback on their team played the first six games of the year, went 4-2. And the second, Russell Wilson, who all of you will tell me is washed, who none of you will probably want for the New York Giants as we wait for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision, as that this is a better option than Russell Wilson, you know, for the New York Jets. Nobody else wants Russell Wilson. Pittsburgh's going to sign. You're hearing some of the rumors of the contract for what possibly Aaron Rodgers could get in Pittsburgh. They're going to sign an old man who couldn't win with the Jets last year to this kind of money to avoid Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson, they went back to instead of Justin Fields. And as the season was collapsing at the end, as Russell Wilson was falling apart at the end of the year, not once did they consider going back to Justin Fields. Does it not tell you anything? Like, I get that it's the best plausible option, and I get, hey, maybe there's a one in a million chance that he finds himself with this defensive head coach and a first-time offensive coordinator, and maybe he finds himself and becomes this great, unbelievable player. Okay. I think this roster is good enough, and if the coach is who we think he is, and a legitimate head coach who will button things up, who will hold players accountable, who will actually get more out of the defense than what happened last year after firing Robert Saleh. Like, I think this roster is good enough. How many games did they win 2 years ago with Zach Wilson? They're going to win some games, right? And I want them to win games. And I talked about the idea that it's important to win games and possibly make the playoffs. And yes, out of all the crap options that were out there for the New York Jets, this might give him the best chance. But the problem is I don't see a real future with him. I also called it a palate cleanser. If you have Aaron Rodgers, like a legitimate veteran quarterback at the end of his career, who I think can still play, and I still think will give you better numbers than Justin Fields will give you. If you win with him, there's no fooling yourself into what the future promises. It's a one-year deal. It's a palate cleanse. And then you get some wins under your belt. You end this playoff drought. And then you go about building the franchise. Here's the problem with Justin Fields, who they gave, you know, $30 million guaranteed to. So right off the bat, he's your starting quarterback. Right? I don't think there's a debate with him and Tyrod Taylor. I don't think there's going to be a real competition between him and Tyrod Taylor. He's the quarterback. Tyrod Taylor's the backup. And then you go into the year. If you win 7, 8, 9 games, because you know what? The roster's good enough to do that. They did that with Zach Wilson. 2 years ago, they won 7, 8 games.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With a legitimate head coach and the step up, which I'll admit, it is a step up from Zach Wilson to Justin Fields, that should give you 2 wins alone compared to 2 years ago. Still not sure who he's throwing to exactly, other than Gary Wilson, his former teammate in college. I don't know who he's throwing to. And here's my issue, because if you get those wins, this franchise and this head coach are not going to look towards the future. You are going to give Justin Fields a contract moving forward, a la Daniel Jones, and it's going to end up costing this team the real chance of winning, because I do not believe Justin Fields is the type of quarterback who can sustain over the course of time with the Jets in this division with Josh Allen, who just won the MVP, who just signed a 6-year extension, who's one of, if not the best quarterback in the league, right there, obviously behind Mahomes. You have to be fair with the amount of championships he's won. And right there with Lamar Jackson, the two of them are kind of that next crop along with Joe Burrow. Like, that's in that division where you might have May stepping up, and you got already the Patriots poaching your offensive lineman and Morgan Moses, and seeing what they're going to do with their new head coach and their young quarterback and all the salary cap money they have in New England. Like, this is a tough division with one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL who's owned the division for the last 5 years staring at you, and Justin Fields doesn't cut it. At some point, the Jets are going to have to go make a move to get their franchise quarterback. And if you bring in Justin Fields and he wins you enough games and you don't make the playoffs, or even if you do, moving forward, you can't lock yourself into Justin Fields because he's athletic. Because again, you watch him play, he doesn't throw the football well. He won 4 out of 6 games for Pittsburgh. They moved on from him. And if you look at the overall situation of this Jets team, like, I'm not crapping on this deal for 2 years and $40 million. Is it the end of the world? If he's terrible, you move on from it relatively easy. It's not a bad contract. He's not a bad player. And listen, if you want to get excited about it, Jet fans, I hear you. Because it is of the slop, of the spinning of the wheel I did every day at 3 a.m. Is this the best option? Sure. Sure. I'm not even going to argue that. So ultimately, did the Jets make a good move here? They made about as good a move as they could once they made the dumb decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Once Matthew Stafford signed a deal with the Rams, this was about as good as you could hope for. But the enthusiasm behind it, like, this is a great move, and this is a lottery ticket, and he's a dual threat. Like, we've watched him in the NFL. We've seen him in the NFL. Now, some of the arguments, well, you know, Chicago didn't really just give up on him. They were, you know, they were so bad,
you know, with him at quarterback,
that they got the first overall pick. What are you going to, they traded, you know, they made a great trade with the Panthers and got the first overall pick, and they were staring one of these great prospects in the face. It wasn't like he completely failed. They were, you know, they moved on just because they got the first pick, and now, you know, he won some games with Pittsburgh last year. Like, the idea this is a great move, that the Jets have found or have an opportunity to have found their future quarterback, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. I do not think, I mean, you watch him play it again with an offensive line. Me and Fleegs were joking about it because I know how much we all obsess over the offensive line. You just lost Morgan Moses, and I'm telling you right now, watch Justin Fields' tape. He holds the ball forever. He is going to take bad sacks. He is going to hold the ball forever, and we are going to get the same calls over and over again, and people who think they, you know, who want to get one on me, particularly who is an Aaron Rodgers fan, oh, you're telling me, look at the sacks they're giving up. You're telling me with Aaron Rodgers they're going to be able to protect that guy? That old, with Justin Fields you can't protect him with his athleticism. Yeah, because he holds onto the ball forever and will take bad sacks. And right now, I don't know if they have any other wide receivers besides Garrett Wilson who can get open. Like, you're going to have to rely on his run game. I guess that's a positive. I don't think they have a passing attack right now, and they're going to have to rely on his run game to create some offense. It is not a bad contract. If it doesn't pan out, you get out of it relatively easy. My fear is that he gives you enough with an overall good roster, other than maybe the wide receiver, which they'll add to. But you still have the $35 million cap hit that's coming from Aaron Rodgers. You've guaranteed him 30. He's a mobile quarterback who doesn't have the first part of the dual threat that everybody keeps telling me he is. And he's going to come into a Jets team, win some games, because I think the roster's good enough. They won more games with Zach Wilson than they did with Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't mean they got better quarterback play. The roster's good enough. The coach should be buttoned up enough. I expect this coach to be far better than what they've had, certainly last year. They'll win 7-8 games. They'll be in the mix. You'll feel better about the team. And depending on how he plays, he might earn himself a contract and be thought of as the future quarterback of the New York Jets. And ultimately, as much as I want to see them win this year, I don't want to see them lock themselves into not being able to win in the future. And I fear that's the case. We've been talking about this for weeks. I said the same thing when it landed on him spinning the wheel, a couple weeks ago when we did the Justin Fields was one of the options when we spun the wheel for Jets quarterbacks. I just don't see it. It's not a terrible day. They're better off than they were yesterday at the quarterback position. He does have some athleticism. It's about as good an option as they had picking from what they were able to pick from. But the enthusiasm, the excitement, the unbridled joy I'm sensing from Jet fans that this was the great move to be had, I don't see it. I think the Jets now have locked themselves into hopefully a decent season, and I am fearful they are going to give him a contract like Daniel Jones, and in 2 years, that Muji is talking about the big mistake he made after initial success with the quarterback, much like Joe Shane is talking about right now. That's my fear. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan. So, the best of the crappy options, but still not one that makes me feel any better about this franchise long term. Not one that makes me think that moving on from Aaron Rodgers was the right thing to do, as right now he's wanted by Minnesota, he's wanted by the Giants, he's wanted by Pittsburgh. I guess the rest of the NFL doesn't believe him to be washed like the Jet fans do. And that speaks to the Giants. We'll get to that over the course of the show, too, as they wait. As they wait for Aaron Rodgers, who clearly would rather go to a winning team. We talked about this the other day. You know, before that Geno Smith move, it felt like it was a much more logical option. Now you're waiting on Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh, and if they don't come to an agreement there, Aaron Rodgers is a great fit there. You still got Minnesota, who's moved on from Sam Darnold after he signed a long-term deal with the Seattle Seahawks. And the Giants are in flux waiting for their quarterback. And I'll tell you what, right now it sounds like it's either Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I'll give you several, and particularly one option I like better than the Russell Wilson fallback option. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll start with the football. We will get to Gerrit Cole and the ramifications. And yes, I still believe this is a playoff team. I do not believe the season is over. The New York Yankees are still one of, if not the best team in the American League. There is no reason to crawl in our beds and cry. This is still a winning team that has proven it year after year. That's right. I know what I just said. We'll get to the ramifications of how much money the reports came out, how much money the Yankees made last year, and what they could make on the insurance on Gerrit Cole's contract and what it means for what this owner absolutely needs to do.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plans today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.